Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon program, part 17 of 120 of our series, To Think Before We Speak. Our session today has to do with attitude counts, and the keys are in your hand. The Chafetz Chaim addresses the mitzvah asay, the positive commandment of Bitzedek Tishpot Amisecha, to judge your fellow favorably. And we have here the concept of courtrooms of the mind, where a person has the ability to see an event or to hear about the event, and an obligation l'shafto litzad hatov, to interpret or explain it favorably, and not to jump to the conclusion that there was ill intent, a general attitude of benevolence. The Chafetz Chaim writes, based on the Gemaras, im ish beinuni, if it's an average person, then you're obligated to judge him l'kaf schus, favorably. And if the person reaches the level of a yirei Elokim, that he normally is a God-fearing person, a noble person, then we would be obligated, even if the interpretation that is favorable would seem to be quite unlikely that that's what really happened. Likewise, I mention often that the closer the offending party is to you, and the greater the offense seems, the more likely it is that there is an interpretation, that it is out of character, that there are mitigating considerations, because the more offended you are, the more likely it is that that's not really what happened the way you perceive it. And perhaps it is a mistake. A person who goes ahead and speaks negatively about somebody because of such an event that he ought to be judging favorably, so that's a violation of this mitzvah saseh, because to begin with, in the courtrooms of the mind, you were supposed to be judging favorably. Later on, when we discuss Lashon Hara L'Toeles, Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose, the Chafetz Chaim will mention that even if you say things over to somebody to cause them caution, doing a business deal in Shiduchim, what should they check? You do have to take into account mitigating factors. And to relate, for example, the person came late, or the person got angry, or something like that, without telling the context, is a violation of Lashon Hara, because that context is enormously important. Chafetz Chaim, quoting from those before him, observes that if you take something out of context, you can have the comical situation where a person, instead of saying you should not worship idols, could go ahead, and he might as well start from the middle of the verse and say, instead of you should not worship idols, just start from the middle of the verse and say, oh, the Torah says to worship idols. Yaskil, you could start the middle of the story. Mivadatem Elohim Acherim, and you will worship foreign gods, Chas v'Shalom. Obviously, joking, not joking, it's quite clear that if you take something out of context and without consideration of the circumstances, the results are far from the truth and very unfair. Agav, just by the way, the Be'er Mayim Chaim specifically writes that if a person did something machmas shahayu lo b'shas ma'isa ka'as al inyan acher, because he was angry about something else, we would say today his stress level was high because of other issues, and this occurred, and he lost his temper, and you observed him losing his temper or doing something wrong, so that's considered a mitigating factor. Meirov tzairo nishavize, this happened because of his enormous pain, what he spoke or what he did, and a person has to take that into consideration. What's clear from the Be'er Mayim Chaim is that if someone would come over to you after they offended you and say, I didn't really mean it, I only did it because I was stressed, we might be tempted to say, you offended me, no excuses. But the reality, when we study halacha, we realize that halacha recognizes ein adam nitfas al tzairo, that there are circumstances of enormous pain, that a person does things, later regrets them, and it is appropriate for them to apologize, and it is appropriate for us to accept the apology. Continuing on the same theme, attitude counts, and the keys are in our hands. The Chafetz Chaim writes that there are times where through Lashon Hara or Rechilus we could lower a person's stature in the eyes of the community until they actually lose their livelihood. And it's done mipnei ro'a levavo, because we have a bad attitude. We're jealous, person might be our competition, or they rubbed us the wrong way and we figure that we have the right to get them back or something like that. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that so far from the Torah perspective that it is amazing. The Pasuk says, Ger v'tosha v'chai imach, even the vulnerable people, we're supposed to make an effort to include them in a livelihood, enable them to do well. And this person, through his Lashon Hara, actually takes an upstanding person and tries to trash him. Certainly included in this mitzvah saseh of helping people is not to do what is diametrically opposed to helping them. Shelo ligrom lo sheya'abed mechiyaso, not to do things that would cause them to lose their livelihood, which you are supposed to go out of your way to support. Very risky by potential competition to make comments about them, and one has to change their attitude and make sure to be positive, to be benevolent, and to recognize Chayim v'hamavas b'yad haloshon, life and death is in the hand of the tongue. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.